Now the news, I'm Wenjie. China says it will promote the high-quality development of state-level new areas and make them new highlands of reform and opening up. An action plan released by the top economic regulator says there will be measures to enhance the sci-tech and industrial competitiveness of those areas, as well as efforts to introduce more investment projects and spur new forms of consumption. China currently has 19 state-level new areas. The GDP of the 19 regions reached 6.2 trillion yuan, or about 873 billion U.S. dollars last year, accounting for 5% of the total nationwide. The first aid ship traveling through the Cyprus-Gaza maritime corridor has reached the coast of the Palestinian enclave. Palestinian sources say the 200 tons of humanitarian aid on board have been handed over to workers with the World Central Kitchen, who will distribute the supplies. The vessel, manned by a Spanish aid organization, is the first ship that left Cyprus in a joint international effort to explore an alternative route to deliver food to Gaza. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the consequences of an Israeli ground operation in Rafah will be catastrophic. The same word is used by UN Population Fund representative for the State of Palestine, Dominic Allen, who recently visited Rafah.
This is way bigger than the United Nations can deal with alone, or the humanitarian community can deal with alone, because this is so catastrophic. The whole population is impacted by this. So whilst we can try and bring some light amidst the very dark, huge amounts of darkness, we have to continue to hope for the success of a ceasefire coming through.
Israel has approved a potential assault on Rafah in southern Gaza. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also said Israel has rejected Hamas' demands about a prisoner swap. Israel has plans to send another delegation to Qatar for talks on a possible deal with Hamas. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is reportedly conducting an investigation after a missing panel was discovered in a United Airlines plane. The airline found that one of its Boeing 737-800 aircraft was missing an external panel after it safely landed at its scheduled destination in Oregon. There were 145 passengers and crew on board. The FAA says it will carry out thorough examinations and repairs before the plane returns to service. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says most of the parties for Haiti's Transition Council have named their representative. Prime Minister Ariel Henry earlier announced that he will step down once the council is in place. The Caribbean nation is facing a political and humanitarian crisis. Dan Collins reports from the Dominican Republic Haiti border.
On the frontier crossing between the Dominican Republic and Haiti, a constant stream of people go back and forth, with wheelbarrows carrying everything from soft drinks to live chickens. Hundreds of Haitians use this bi-weekly opportunity to buy and sell in the Dominican Republic. Many Haitians crossing the border don't know what to expect from the political transition. Most were desperate to get enough food and goods to survive if the border is shut again. The political crisis means half the population go hungry and 1.4 million are starving.
Industry and innovation ministers of the Group of Seven say artificial intelligence is crucial for achieving sustainable development, but needs to be implemented in a balanced and safe way. G7 nations agreed to achieve an appropriate balance between fostering innovation and the need for appropriate guardrails in promoting safe, secure, and trustworthy AI. The group also noted after a meeting in Italy that the challenges that come with digital technologies reinforce the need to integrate ethical considerations in relation to their development and use. In sports, China's top-ranked mixed doubles pair Wang Chuqin and Sun Yingsha have won their third consecutive World Table Tennis Singapore Smash title. Team China also secured titles in women's singles and men's doubles, as all remaining players in the competitions are Chinese. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.